The United Auto Workers Union says General Motors has presented an ultimatum: accept cuts in benefits by the end of the month or prepare for unilateral action. The union's response calls GM's proposed targets unacceptable and its timetable unachievable. Detroit Public Radio's Jerome Vaughn has more on this looming confrontation.
It has been clear for some time that GM and the UAW are on a collision course, but no one expected the collision to arrive so early. GM has been pressing for the union to accept cuts in health care benefits in recent months, and the UAW has countered that it would be glad to talk about such cuts when the next contract talks roll around in 2007. Suddenly, GM has forced the issue by declaring an end-of-the-month deadline. GM CEO Rick Wagner told shareholders last month that he wants to cut the automaker's workforce by 25,000 jobs over the next 3 years. He also said the company will have to work with the United Auto Workers Union in order to cut health care costs.
Let me just emphasize that our strongly preferred approach is to do this in cooperation with the UAW, because we're convinced that's the best way for our employees, our stockholders, all of our constituents.
But the imposition of a deadline has UAW officials fuming, and some have said publicly that the company could have a strike on its hands if it tries to impose the cuts unilaterally. Other union officials are more circumspect. They're leaving the door open to continue negotiations and have offered alternative ideas for cutting costs. Jim Doolittle is vice president of Local 652 in Lansing, Michigan. He says the union recognizes the economic well-being of workers is tied to the well-being of the company.
We want General Motors to do well. It's a shared venture in that sense, but we are also concerned that if we step up and do give concessions and we do help out, that General Motors also is doing the right things by us.
Doolittle says that means bringing work that's being done overseas back to the U.S. GM officials would not comment on the existence of a deadline, saying only that time is of the essence and reaching a resolution on health care is a critical issue for the automaker. GM spokesperson Tony Simonetti.
Health care is a significant drain on our earnings capability and on our capital and on our cash. So the sooner we address this, the sooner we are in a better position to really turn our North American business around.
But auto industry watcher John McElroy says GM's call for action from the union isn't just about cutting health care costs. He says it's also a bargaining ploy to get other concessions out of the union. McElroy says GM knows it can only push the union so far.
It knows it's going to be politically impossible for the union to be able to give it the kind of health care cost reductions that it wants. So it'll give it, the union will give GM a little bit, but probably agree to cuts elsewhere that will help GM far, far more than cutting health care costs.
GM officials continue to talk with the UAW about the issue. Neither side has been willing to characterize the tenor of those talks or hazard a guess as to when an agreement might be reached. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.